What it do, y'all? It's your boy, Funny Marco, and right now we tune in to Breakbeat Media Audio. You can also tune in on that YouTube to see the full clips. It's your boy, Cornbread TV. Right now we got Boosie Badass. So right now we're going to prank him, man. We're going to talk about a lot. We're going to get into some Instagram questions, but more than likely, bro, this is something I want you to see. But if you're listening, thank you for tuning in. This is your boy, Funny Marco, at Cornbread TV. The one and only. Make sure you watch the full episode. Make sure you listen to the full episode. We got many more, but we're giving him the worst interview ever. That's what we're doing. So imagine Boosie getting the worst interview ever. He gonna turn up. Boosie Badass, man. Let's get it. So, I just want to know. You want to talk shit. You want to run your mouth.
It was just really about people in the streets at the time who were saying certain little things about me. I was catching a lot of charges. So like my city was saying like the money was making me kind of crazy. That's how they were talking and I was like, you know.
Mm-hmm. So then you're gonna say you want some gangsters outside your motherfucking house.
Yeah.
Who the gangsters?
Me and my homies.
What was y'all gonna do outside the house?
Ain't no telling.
Was y'all just gonna knock and probably have like a conversation?
Nah, we wasn't gonna knock and have a conversation. Especially if it's ops. Hmm? Especially if they ops, we're not gonna have a conversation.
Okay. And we got, I told my mama we outside, we don't need cable. What was her response? And why would you tell your mama
basically
that?
Basically, it was like, she never told me that. It was a lie to me.
Also, that you never told your mama
I
that.
Never told her
so
that.
So you lied to us.
Not really. No. Hell
I told
no.
my mama.
I ain't know why I didn't lie.
But Boosie, I'm just saying, this is what it says. I told my mama, we thugging. We outside. We don't need cable. When you say you talking about you, right?
Yeah.
So you lied.
No, I didn't lie. I told her that I like to play outside.
But you told us.
But I ain't say about the cable. Yeah.
So you got brothers and sisters too, right?
I got a brother.
Yeah, so what about him watching cable?
We different.
So you said we don't need cable, so you spoke for him.
No, we different. The computer was for him.
Red light, green light, yellow light, then what?
I don't know. The red light wasn't for the red light on the thing.
Oh, this is in your song.
No, the red light was for the red charger.
Right.
The green charger and the yellow charger. Get it, man? Right. It was a red light, green light, yellow light. Get it, man?
You had that many.
On the video, you see red charger, green charger, red charger.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't talking about the red light. I was talking about red light, green light, yellow light. Talking about the car.
Right. Where are those cars at now?
This is where on set you have to click and see the video. But you know our job is to give them the worst interview ever. So I start getting into it with the cast members. And his face was priceless. So with this whole scene, it's just imagine you in an interview and then somebody gets fired on set. You'll be looking like, what the... you know? So let's get back into it.
I ain't got them no more. Hey, I still got my
Are y'all already rolling?
Yeah, we were supposed to be rolling.
Are you serious?
I didn't know we were supposed to be rolling.
Come here. What do you thought we were supposed to be doing?
I thought this was rehearsal.
Are you fucking kidding? Get him out of, bro. You fired, bro. Go. Can y'all get him out?
So on this moment, Boosie was looking very confused. So if you can click the link, if you can get onto the YouTube at Breakbeat Media to see his face is very priceless as I fired one of the members and we also brought him back. So this whole chaos is just really like pranking the artist that we got on the show. So Boosie was looking very, very like, what the hell did I just step into? And, you know, we're going to get right back into the interview right after I fire somebody.
Yes, I mean, if just tell him, no, he could come back, but this is last day. All right, we back into it. Fuck all that rubber. She want dick raw.
Yes.
Who is she?
Basically every chick at that time where I was fucking.
Mm-hmm. Why do you like them nasty?
Because I'm a boss, bro. You got to be nasty because I ain't got
You seen Friday, right? When he went upstairs to his daddy room
when Craig went in there,
yeah,
and all that nasty stuff was going on, like that nasty?
No, no, I don't fuck with the chains and shit.
Have a woman ever turned you out like, damn, you nastier than me?
They got women who, you know, they got women who pretty nasty, bro. Like, I don't want to seem like I'm a sex fiend or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But sex has to be a real good part of my relationship.
Right, right, right. So which lyrics did you say? I got multiple choice, A, B, or C. A, cops tried to pull me over, but I can't stop, I'm going. B, diamonds, like, yeah, bitch, I'm a boss. C, big ass house, you can't hear me when I scream. What's the correct answer? These are the lyrics that you said. A, B, or C.
What's the correct answer on what?
Like, this is something you said in your song. I just want to know if you know your lyrics.
Okay, say it again.
You got A, cops tried to pull me over, but I can't stop, I'm going. B, Dom is like, yeah, bitch, I'm a boss. C, you can't hear me when I scream, how so big?
All three are correct.
I just made those up.
And all three of those are
no,
correct.
No, you ain't said that.
But all three of those are correct.
How?
Because I got a big house, you can't
no,
hear
no,
me.
No, I said, which one are your lyrics?
I'm saying whatever you said right there about me is correct.
No, I said which lyrics are correct that you said at your mouth.
Say it again.
Oh, you already said you said it.
Say it again.
Do you feel like you're a liar?
No, I'm not a liar, bro. Hell no. I ain't no liar.
How your chick feel about you being a liar? Does she feel like you're a liar?
Oh, my chick understand me. I ain't got a lot of my chick.
Mm-hmm. What about the kids?
My kids understand me too. Like, mm-hmm. I ain't got to, like, whatever I do, I'm understood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's with my fans too.
Right,
I might
right.
not do what my woman might want me to do. I might not say what my fans want me to say, but I'm understood.
Right.
I'm a boss right now, you know, I ain't in the streets. But when I was a street nigga, everything I really accomplished, what I was doing is based on the streets. My money came from the streets. My bitches came from the streets. My respect came from the streets. A lot of my respect.
Everything came from the streets.
A lot of my respect.
So would you consider yourself homeless at that time? Streets?
Nah, I wasn't homeless.
Oh.
Nah. A street nigga ain't homeless. That's a bum.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Nah, a street nigga ain't homeless. A street nigga make moves in the street. A street nigga can be rich.
So then when you go home, it's like you're not a street nigga no more. You're a home nigga, right?
Nah, when you go home, you a street nigga too. It doesn't matter if you a street nigga. It doesn't matter if you go home or not. You can get killed at home just like you can get killed on the street.
Right, but then you'll be a home nigga.
Nah, if you a street nigga, that's how it is. Like you're in the streets at that time. You're not separated from the street just because you go home.
Right.
And be a daddy. You're not separated from the street just because you go home.
So did
if
you?
If you're in the streets.
Did you ever set that bitch off?
Set what off?
I mean, you said we had set this bitch off.
I done set a lot of shit off. Like I'm certified.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. What's on your mind at the moment?
Shit, bro. I don't be having nothing on my mind when I'm on the interview.
So
I just let it flow. Mm-hmm. I'm an open book.
Ass, titties, titties and ass. What you think about that?
Titties and ass. I like it all, man. I mean, I'm a man. I love women, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I love women.
So you feel like you're outspoken? Like you just speak your mind?
I speak my mind and I stand on it.
So
I don't curl like when some people speak their mind and people, mm-hmm. you know, make them change, but I stand up for what I say. You know?
So you get the hint when people just don't like want you around, right? Like you'll get it. Like you one of them, if you don't want me around, I won't be around, right?
I'm one of those when I go in the room, if you don't want to be around, I can tell. Because
right.
I take over.
No, but I'm asking you a question.
I don't let people just come in my domain and just sit there.
But I'm asking you, do you understand, when you, if somebody don't want you around or a girl don't want you in that life, you'd be like, fuck it, I'm gone, right?
What you saying? Like,
no, I'm saying if somebody don't want you around, do you accept that? Like, I leave. Like, if my presence is not welcome, I'll go.
Yeah, that's why I try to stay away from places that I'm not.
So why don't you stay off Instagram?
Oh, Instagram?
Yeah.
Because I'm still hustling, getting money off this.
They don't want you there.
I know. And that's the whole point, because they took away from me. It's on me to find ways to still get money. So instead of curling and just saying, fuck y'all, I can still do a drop on Instagram and get $10,000.
But they don't want you there.
It doesn't matter. This not a bitch. I can go get other bitches. This money. You don't let money just trickle away just because of what a motherfucker saying something can't get in. That's just like hustling at a school when you can't get in and you still jump the gate. I'm still gonna fucking jump the gate. I could do 10 drops and make $100,000 in 2-3 days. Fuck them.
Can you send a message to the person that's over your Instagram, right there and looking at the camera? Would you like to send them a message?
I don't, like, you know, the shit I say to them, it ain't no getting my Instagram, man. Like, so, you know, I'ma still get money.
So right here, I put up two pictures of him, and these pictures are very, 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 very funny. So with me pulling these up, I just wanted to hear him explain to me, like, what he had on and how was he feeling this day. So let's pick his brain. Let's get back into Cornbread TV. I said that sexy, didn't I? Let's get back into it, baby.
Nah, can you explain that moment, just that whole day, how it went down, just the drip? What was you thinking when you wore the chains and everything? Just break
that. Nah, that was the era with the big chain.
Right, right. Can you take us back to that day?
I was finna go to prison. I had a lot of shit on. This was like September 28th, I went to prison 6 weeks later. Mm-hmm. I was just, you know, I had a lot of shit on my mind. That jewelry was just, that's just big drip back in the game. It wasn't no little chains like this and shit. You wore this shit, you wouldn't get seen.
Explain this.
It's a picture with racks. Mm-hmm. You know I'm a cocky nigga. Yeah. Look at me.
You him.
Like, when you talk to me, you gotta talk money. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking costume. You talk to me, you can't talk to me no little money.
Right.
Yeah.
We got,
Yeah, so right here, I start picking on the cast again. And again, Boosie's looking like, what is going on? So Bart is a name that you're gonna hear a lot through this whole different episodes, because I'm gonna pick on him. So again, this is the worst interview ever. So as in the middle of the interview, I gotta do something random to throw him off. So let's see how he look. Or let's hear how he look. It's up to you. Click that link and go look how he look. Look at it, baby.
We got food, anything?
Yeah.
Where's Bart at?
Right here.
Can you come over here, Bart?
Yeah.
Please. Huh? No, can I? I'm just trying to talk to you if you can come over here. I know, can you hear him breathing? No, I'm asking him, can you hear him breathing back there?
No.
Nah, because he heard you breathing way too loud, bro. I'm serious, like, is he breathing? Like, because he heard you breathing. That's what I said, you're breathing way too loud.
He loud. You didn't hear me.
No, that's not, nah, Brent.
What's going on? He's good.
Like, no, what's...
Good.
What's your problem?
I'm good. We're good.
It's all good.
Let's get right to the next. You ready? Well, here.
We're gonna wrap it up.
It's all good. Five
shots.
Come on.
So you got haters out there. Can you shut up? You got haters out there, and I just want to know. On my note, can you just leave a message to them, like the people that just hating on you?
I ain't really got no message from him, bro. You know, a lot of people don't understand me, so they go forever hate on me. So I don't mind people hating on me because, you know, they good or bad publicity.
So right here, we had a monkey come out. So this is where everything start to change. And then we're going to have a snake come out too as well. So y'all going to hear that right now. Let's get into it.
It keeps you out there, bro. So, you know, motherfuckers keep hating on me.
Anything against monkeys?
I ain't got nothing against monkeys.
You mind holding this and feeding them?
I ain't feeding no monkey.
You sure?
I ain't feeding no monkey.
I know, I'm just saying if you could just do that for me.
I ain't fucking with no monkey.
You're not fucking with no monkey. Is you scared of monkeys?
Shit, no. I ain't fucking with them. I ain't fucking with no monkey. I don't fuck with snakes. I don't fuck with monkeys.
The kids wanted a dog at a time.
I got dogs. I got.
Oh, you end up getting it to them?
Yeah, I got 3-4 dogs at the house.
So do you mind just feeding the monkeys?
I don't fuck with monkeys.
I'm just saying.
Look at that fucking long ass tail. I don't fuck with monkeys.
What do you do
to
you?
I don't know. I don't know.
$5,000, you wouldn't feed this monkey.
Yeah, where is it? I'm a hustler. Where is it? I just told you money don't come in between. This is not a bitch. This is money.
Right.
You give me $5,000, I'm gonna feed that fucking monkey 3 bananas. Try me.
Let's go. Roll a deposit. Put it down now. I'm gonna grab that motherfucker right now.
I'm just saying, but could we do this?
Grab that motherfucker right now. I'm a hustler, man. That $5,000, that go to my AT right now. Just for holding that monkey. But I don't fuck with monkeys.
Right, you had one not to fuck
but
with.
But I will hustle it. I will hustle that motherfucker.
Right, you just take all this fucking money, right?
I'm taking whoever trying to get me to do it. If that could be your money, that could be the producer, that could be anybody. If he dropped 5 more thousand, I'm gonna feed that fucking monkey right now.
So what the fucking monkey do to you?
No, I'm just saying I'm gonna feed him.
I'm just saying you don't fuck with monkeys. He ain't said shit to you.
I know but I'm saying you said I don't fuck with monkeys. But if you come with $5,000, I'm gonna feed that monkey, man. I'm a hustler.
I get it, but I'm just saying, why don't you fuck with monkeys?
Because I don't fuck with monkeys. Some things you don't fuck with. I don't fuck with monkeys. I don't fuck with snakes. I don't fuck with crocodiles. I don't fuck with what them pigs is. Them wild boars. It's certain shit I don't fuck with.
Right.
I don't fuck with no fucking monkey. Shit, no. Motherfuckers like they can't be controlled. They like they can't be trained.
Nobody
bro.
Can control you. You just you.
Make him sit.
You just sit?
Make
he can
sit.
Jump. If he's to jump over there right now, you out of here, right?
Yeah, I'm out this bitch. I'm out this bitch. I'ma kick the fuck out of it. I'ma beat that bitch up.
You sure?
You make that motherfucker jump on me. We gonna jump that bitch. Where my niggas at?
Are they in here? Are the niggas in the building?
We gonna jump that bitch.
Nah,
we gonna jump that motherfucking monkey. Shit, no. Don't put that monkey over here. I don't fuck with monkeys, man. Don't get. He's looking at me now. I'ma beat your ass. I'ma take your tail off. You don't know how crazy I am. Look, you can't control him, bro.
Right. But you like him nasty, right?
What he got on his back?
That's a pamper.
A pamper?
Yeah, that's one of them. Like, you ever seen a monkey twerk?
Look, you can't even control your fucking monkey.
Nah, he's doing his own damn thing. We appreciate you coming on here. Anything like you wanna?
Man, I know the interview ain't over already.
No, we got something else for you.
God damn.
Can you bring out the next thing? So we also got this right.
Oh shit!
So look, check this out. Hold on, check. Wait. Let's talk.
I'm not fucking with you.
You promise?
I'm not fucking with you.
All right, you go ahead and get him. So what you got against snakes?
Chest
clear. Yeah, make sure that motherfucker out you. Nigga brought an anaconda in this motherfucker.
How'd you feel about the Will Smith smack? Put you in Chris Rock shoes. How would you have handled it?
I would have handled my business. I would have.
Let's just break that down. You Chris Rock. Can you just tell us step by step?
Like, I don't know if Chris, I don't know what happened. Like, I don't think Chris Rock been in enough fights to probably react like he was supposed to react.
So
I don't think he's been in enough fight because when somebody hits you, it's a reaction. Like when somebody hits you, it's a straight reaction.
Let's play it out.
Come on.
I'm saying I'm Will
Come
Smith.
On.
Hold on, I'm Will Smith.
Come on, but you hit me like Will Smith, I'm gonna knock your ass out.
All right, I'll sit back. I'm gonna sit back. So look, let's break it down.
It's a reaction. He haven't had that many fights, bro. That's what I was talking about to my boy.
So he not a real street nigga?
Probably not.
Right.
Probably not.
Right. So was Will Smith wrong or was he right? Whose side you got?
I ain't really picking sides, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really picking sides. I don't got a wife. I don't know how that shit feels.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And how that shit was funny to me.
Right. So I know you let go of one of your celebrity crushes. Who you got next? Like, I mean, this was like, who was the celebrity crush? You let the other one go. We ain't gonna say no names.
Riri still my baby, man.
Oh, you ain't gave up yet, huh?
It's a crush.
It's a fantasy. It's when you close your eyes and dream.
But I'm having for Riri, but like that was just my fantasy. Just, you know.
So this top two fantasy crush you got. Halle Berry?
Nah, Halle Berry. Was,
but you used to scream, didn't you say Halle Berry?
I was featured on that song.
Right, but you.
I was always attracted to Halle Berry, but I never was like gone behind Halle Berry. I would say I was more attracted to Megan Good, Nia Long,
mm-hmm.
Jada Pink.
Mm-hmm. So right now, do you got a top two?
Right now?
Yeah.
Shit, not really. I don't really be fucking for names, you know. Mm-hmm. My bitch down there better than all the most.
I feel like you and Lizzo would make something go crazy.
Lizzo?
Yeah. A crazy tape.
I would love to work with Lizzo.
A crazy tape.
I would love to work with Lizzo. What you finna get to? Would I fuck Lizzo? Yeah, I know you finna. Yeah, you finna. Oh, man.
Lizzo hit you up 2 a.m.
After the Waffle House.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'd be a groupie or not. I wouldn't want to be no groupie because I'm not attracted to big women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really not. I'm not.
It's 2 a.m. It's 2 a.m. Everybody
it's
gone.
It's Lizzo though, huh, bro?
I'm saying it's 2 a.m. Your bed. Everybody gone. Kids gone.
Now, big women suck some dick. I got my dick sucked by a couple big women who suck dick.
2 a.m. Lizzo hit you up.
Man, I'm a fuck. I'm fuck that. Depends what? On if I'm drunk or not. If I'm in my balls, I don't know, bro. I'm not fucking nothing big, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm not going to. You got me with this one.
2 a.m.
Lizzo, 2 a.m. I'm full of that shit leaving the strip club.
Hey, and then not only that, what if she offers some little cat? Like, hey, I want to do a song with you too.
Oh, it's done.
You fucking?
Lizzo, it's done. You ain't got to come. If you going to do a song, it's done.
It's a song.
It's done.
Platinum.
You getting dick for a song.
We going to set that up. You might not get that song, but.
I got to get
the. Nah, I don't know. Nah, you already said you going to fuck away. You said you need a bottle of Hennessy. Nah, you said you need a bottle of Hennessy.
I need to be fucked up.
Right. Hey, ever got turned down by somebody? Like, damn, celebrity? Like, that isn't like, damn, she turned me down.
I don't know. If I done slid in a celebrity DM, they ain't really turned me down. They probably just ain't hit me back.
I can see somebody like Bernice.
Bernice not.
You DM'd her before?
Nah.
I know something. I'm just saying.
No, I saw Bernice at somewhere, and I went straight up to her, I think.
Right. So she turned you down?
Huh?
Huh? Hold on, you said nobody turned you down.
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah, kinda. You gave up too, huh?
Oh, I'm a boss. I don't try.
Oh, so it's still open?
No, I'm a boss. I don't want once it ain't there, it ain't there, you know.
So before we leave off, like you used to watch bootleg movies?
I ain't really watch. I told you, like, I'm not a, like, where I'm from, you can't make no money watching movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I always shun from that.
And what do you think about somebody being asleep at 2 a.m. in the bed? 21 years old, asleep at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the bed.
Anybody wake up past 2 o'clock, you know, and you're a grown man, you have nothing to do with business.
Mm-hmm.
So much shit that has to be done. Banks close at 3, 4 o'clock.
Right.
So you have nothing to do with your bank. You have no hand on quarters. You don't know. If somebody doing that for you, they probably getting you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everything you're going to do is going to be hanging out activities.
Mm-hmm.
Down there at nighttime. Mm-hmm. Most millionaires don't hang out at nighttime.
Right.
Most multi-millionaires, you can't meet them at a meeting at 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
You know, so it's small as your brain, it's small as your hustle, it's small as your window, it only 24 hours.
Right.
And you won't fuck, and you won't do all kind of shit. So where your hustle gonna be if you sleep to 2 o'clock?
Right. And fucking usually take 3 to 4 minutes, right?
It depends on who you fucking. It take less than that.
Right.
Yeah.
You got some old clothes or old shoes you don't want?
I was gonna do a garage sale. Right. See, man, I looked at all this shit I had the other day, I got to packing all this shit up and I was gonna take it to a garage sale.
9 and a half?
10,
roughly. You got some old shit you don't want?
Yeah, I got some shit. You need something?
Yeah.
You can't need something if you on this show of support. I ain't gonna get my blessings off you.
Why can't you share?
Because you already got it, bro. I don't like blessing people who already got it.
You see the shit I got on? Just say Goodwill.
I don't give a damn. You on this show. They got some people way needed, way better than you.
You ain't giving it to them, though.
Yes, I am.
No, you ain't.
Yes, I am.
You said it's still sitting in the
bro,
house.
Let me tell you what I do. Every day out the day, I'm gonna make sure I bless somebody with what I got. That's why I'm here. I feel like God put me here to, you know, be a blessing to people. Like,
so when the last time you been to church?
2, 3 weeks ago.
How was it?
Oh, it was all right. I'm still kind
of. What's the name of this church?
Well, we went.
No.
I don't even know the name of the church, but they verified it out there.
What you learn in there?
I already know God.
I've said, what'd you learn that day?
I didn't really learn nothing that
but
day.
But why'd you go there?
Because I go to get my blessings, and I was going to teach my daughter about God, because most kids don't know about God.
Have you ever fell asleep in church?
Yeah, my grandpa was a preacher. I used to get whooped for falling asleep in church.
Why'd you do that?
Because I was tired of going to church.
You said you was a street nigga. I didn't know you had time for church.
Yes, I'm a street nigga. So it doesn't matter.
Okay, was your church outside on the streets, or where was this church at?
No, my church was in the hood.
Right.
Don't think just because people grew up in the streets, they didn't go to church. When we came up, every street family went to church because they needed God more than anything.
Right.
So don't think that, I don't know, you might not know because you wasn't born in the streets.
No,
don't
I wasn't.
Don't think that
I was
people
at home.
In the streets didn't go to church. You know?
So let's get this. I just want to hear your side of this. I usually ask these questions to, like, you know, real life people that know what it's about. So you got, let's say, like 3 to 4 ops. You see them, like, damn, I don't fuck with them. You by yourself. You in a gas station. What's the next thing you doing? And they approach you.
If I see my ops?
Yeah, you're at a gas station. You just act like you don't see them, and they act like, what are you doing?
There ain't no act like you don't see them. Like, and certain people have different ops. You know, some people got
these ops are cool. They just want to approach you and kind of take your temperature. Like, what are you doing next?
Oh, no, I don't deal with ops like that. If I got an op, my op is going to kill me.
Right.
If you got an op, your op might come.
But?
Shake your hand. I don't.
But you do got a cell phone, right? And you know what you can do with that cell phone?
No, I don't have. I have protection.
No, but I'm saying if you don't, you have.
I
a
have protection. If I got 3 ops right there, I'm finna get away with killing
no,
somebody.
No, but I'm trying to tell
or
you.
Or get killed.
No, this is what because we need you here. You got one.
That's
option.
What you gotta
no,
understand.
No. You
your ops might come tell you, hey, bro, let's catch a run. Come on, come behind the store. So my ops don't spin on me.
No. What? But you got a cell
That's
phone.
That's different.
But?
So you can't. Your question is irrelevant.
No, but
we have different ops.
No, but I'm saying
my
listen,
ops is not gonna do
but
that.
You
what
do
your
have
ops
a,
is gonna do.
But you got a cell phone.
My ops is gonna. People who have ops. Do you see?
Like Call of Duty, you got them kind of ops, like right. Just
like Young Dolph ops.
Right.
Yeah. But, like those ops. They're not gonna come. They're not gonna come and say, hey, bro, let's catch the street. Come on. Let's get this off.
But
our
if
chest.
They was, if they was.
Our ops are different where we from, where we were raised.
Right.
Our ops, when they see us, they're swinging.
Funk
they're
on site.
It's called on site.
On site. Well, if I was in that predicament, I'll grab my phone. You know what I'm gonna do? 3 numbers. 911.
Now that y'all listen to the full audio, man, you got to come and watch it. Make sure you go to breakbeatmedia.com. Subscribe so you can see more episodes, more of them, more of me, more of everything, more for everybody. And sit down and smoke your tree. Nah, I'm just playing. If you do, it don't really matter. Just watch and listen. But we appreciate y'all. We got more artists coming up. I want y'all to recommend Breakbeat Media and let them know who you want to see next. Let's go, man.